indictment, Zhu was a general manager at a Chinese company called Shanghai Power Rock Network, which allegedly conducted hacking operations at the direction of the Shanghai State Security Bureau under China's Ministry of State Security.
根据法院文件，徐泽伟是上海帕沃洛克网络有限公司的总经理。该公司被指控受中共国家安全部、上海国安局官员指挥而发动骇客行动。
The DOJ said that Xu's case exemplifies the Chinese regime's use of a vast network of private companies and contractors in China to carry out hacking and information theft in a manner that concealed Beijing's involvement.
美国司法部表示，徐被起诉的案件也再次揭露中共透过大量私人公司及承包商骇入并窃取资料，借此掩盖中共政府的角色。
The indictment alleges that Xu was hacking and stealing crucial COVID-19 research at the behest of the Chinese government, while that same government was simultaneously withholding information about the virus and its origins. Nicholas Ganjay, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Texas, said in a statement.
美国德州南区联邦检察官尼古拉斯·甘杰仪在一份声明中表示，起诉书指称，徐泽伟是在中共政府的授意下进行骇客攻击与窃取关键的新冠病毒研究资料，而同一时间，中共政府却在对外隐瞒有关病毒及其来源的重要资讯。
The Southern District of Texas has been waiting years to bring Xu to justice, and that day is nearly at hand. As this case shows, even if it takes years, we will track hackers down and make them answer for their crimes. The United States does not forget.
甘杰仪还说，德州南区联邦法院已经等待多年，将徐泽伟绳之以法的日子即将到来。正如这起案件所示，即使需要多年时间，我们也会追查骇客，让他们为自己的罪行负责。美国不会遗忘。
The CIA, FBI, and Energy Department have determined that the COVID-19 pandemic likely originated from a laboratory in China, an assessment that Beijing has dismissed. Chinese authorities initially downplayed the severity of the outbreak for several weeks before it escalated into a pandemic.
美国中央情报局、联邦调查局以及美国能源部已评估认为，2019冠状病毒疫情很可能起源于中国的一间实验室。不过，中共抵赖这一说法。在疫情初期，中共掩盖疫情，延误了几周时间，直到疫情最终演变为全球性大流行。
The FBI's Houston field office, which is investigating the case, said that Xu is allegedly one of the first hackers linked to Chinese intelligence services to be captured by the FBI, according to a post on social media platform X on July 8th.
负责调查该案的联邦调查局休斯顿办公室在7月8日与社交媒体平台 X 上发帖说，徐泽伟被指称为第一批与中共情报机构有关联且被 FBI 逮捕的骇客之一。
Our investigation revealed that the PRC government will stop at nothing to steal from America. They have no shame in their actions and no respect for international laws, the Houston field office added in a separate X post. Their only regret is that their criminal conduct is now unmasked and laid bare before the world to see.
联邦调查局休斯顿分局还以中文在 X 平台发帖说，中共国政府为窃取美国的技术与敏感信息不择手段，罔顾廉耻，无视国际法律的基本准则。他们唯一懊悔的不过是非法行径如今已被揭穿并公之于众。
Xu and his co-conspirators are accused of hacking the networks of several U.S.-based universities, as well as the email accounts of immunologists and virologists conducting research into COVID-19 vaccines, treatment, and testing.
徐泽伟与其共谋者被控入侵多所美国大学的电脑网络，以及从事2019冠状病毒疫苗治疗与检测研究的免疫学家与病毒学家的电子邮件账户。
The charges Xu faces include wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and conspiracy to cause damage to and obtain information by unauthorized access to protected computers. He faces up to 20 years in prison for the wire fraud charges alone.
美国司法部对徐泽伟的正式指控包括电信诈欺、严重身份盗用、共谋实施电信诈欺以及未经授权存取受保护电脑等罪名。仅是电信诈欺一项罪名，徐泽伟面临20年监禁。
According to Reuters on July 8th, Xu's lawyer said that his client is a victim of mistaken identity, given that his surname is common in China and his cell phone had been stolen since 2020. Xu appeared before an appeals court in Milan.And oppose extradition to the United States.
据路透社报道，7月8日，徐泽伟的律师辩护称，徐泽伟是一起身份误认的受害者。徐这个姓氏在中国非常常见，而且徐的手机在2020年就被偷了。徐泽伟已在意大利米兰上诉法院出庭，反对被引渡至美国。
Student centers are now open in 7 locations throughout the Lower Mainland. Students can access job postings, design professional resumes, and prepare for interviews at the centers. Employers can post job positions at no charge and find hundreds of enthusiastic students to fill them. For more information, call 604-666-HIRE. That's 666-9830.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Chen Show. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you a song by Shrind Kelly, and it's called.Nova, which is from the album titled Archipelago, released in March 2018. 听众朋友大家下午好，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的拉圈的秀。现在呢，到了我们加拿大音乐人最新发行的专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Shred Kelly 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Nova。 Just heard is from Vincent Building and it's called the House of Rising Sun and it's from the album titled The Voice is Mine which was released in March 2018. Aplexed is a song by Dana Stone and it's calledThinking of You, which is from the album titled Everything I've Known, which was released in March 2018. 听众朋友，刚才你欣赏的这首歌曲呢，是来自 Vincent Building 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 House of Rising Sun。接下来请大家欣赏来自 BC 的音乐人 Dana Stone 演唱的歌曲名字叫做 Thinking of You
Thinking of you, you beat me up
欣赏完加拿大音乐人制作的音乐之后呢，我们再回到更多的华人音乐节目。首先要带给大家的是来自蔡琴演唱的歌曲《旅》。Now we're back to more Chinese music. First is a song vocaled by Pan Yue Yun, and it's called Lü, which means voyage.
浪逐沙滩，没有椰林缀斜阳，只是一片海蓝蓝。坐在门前的矮墙上，一遍遍怀想。也是黄昏的沙滩上，有着脚印两对半。那时外婆拄着杖，将我手轻轻挽，踩着薄暮走向余晖暖暖的澎湖湾。一个脚印是笑语一串，消磨许多时光，直到夜色吞没我俩在回家的路上。